3 with Dean Henderson tonight off his usual Friday night rendezvous here, and we asked him to come on earlier and he said great. So Dean is standing by now. Here his most recent column, Crown Castle and the 5G Beast. We're going to talk about that and other things as well. Hello, Mr. Henderson.
Hello, Mr. Renz. How are you tonight?
Still here. Glad to be here. Good to hear your voice, as always. Thanks for the different night this month. You have so much going on. I don't know how you keep cranking out these. They're five stars, every one of them. I've never read anything from you that wasn't astonishingly well-researched. And you do it. You do it. Not blowing smoke, just telling it like it is.
Appreciate it, man. I really do.
Yeah.
It means a lot coming from you.
Crown Castle and the 5G Beast. Let me just read a little bit of this. This is from chapter 4 of the book Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse. The Rothschild City of London, depopulation-obsessed Nazi inbreds, have run into some headwinds this past year with regard to their active denial 5G full-spectrum dominance all-seeing eye scheme. Having played their trump card via the Crown's MI6-controlled Cambridge Analytica's manipulation of the 2016 election, you remember Cambridge Analytica? It was assumed that their Masonic project to turn us into batteries was a done deal. But the Luciferians' main weakness is that they underestimate the human spirit. Last fall, the Mill Valley, California City Council voted unanimously to ban 5G from its city of 14,000 in Marin County, north of San Francisco. A week later, a major columnist for PC Today came out against the rollout of 5G. Brussels and Switzerland have banned it. Banned it. So has Israel, if I'm not mistaken. People are waking up. It's not over yet.
No, it's not, and it's going to be a battle. It has to be a battle. This is it. Okay, there's nothing beyond this if this gets put in place for humanity. So
now the only thing beyond it, my friend, is 6G, and they're working on that already. For God's sakes.
Yeah, and by then we're a bunch of drooling zombies anyway, and it won't even matter.
Yeah,
like it's not already like that, really. But it's just, you know, and again, you know, this whole thing, and the reason I wrote the book was to talk about 5G, but also to talk about who's behind it, because my goal is not just to stop 5G. My goal is to expose this crown once and for all and tie them to this 5G, which it's pretty easy to do if a person just knows how to, you know, do a little research. I mean, even on Wikipedia, man, you can find all this stuff out, you know. It's hiding in plain sight. And I want to bring this whole crown down with it. And I think I'm looking at it like, you know, maybe this is our opportunity to do just that. But it's hard. I mean, they had this this 5G awareness conference or whatever it's called here a couple weeks ago. And I did a recording for it. That Josh kid that runs that, he got a hold of me and, you know, he recorded it. And after I wrote this other article about the 5G, who's behind the 5G Call of Humanity, which talks about Serco, another crown agent entity. Mm-hmm. And so he recorded it, and then at the 11th hour, you know, he gets a hold of me, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you talked too fast, we can't use it. But I know it's because he was scared, and he didn't want to talk about the crown.
Yeah. You don't talk too fast.
Basically, I'm banned from that conference. Yeah, I've been banned, that's right.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, we're really the people who I consider the most knowledgeable on it, which would be like Barry Trower and Deborah Tavares and Mark Steele and anybody that talked about who's behind it, see?
Yeah.
So we got to be really careful with the 5G movement that it doesn't turn into another gatekeeper project, see?
Well, they'll hijack it. Sure.
Yeah, they'll hijack it. The scared people come out, they hijack it, they water it down.
Yeah.
They only want to interview scientists. They don't want to talk about the health aspect. There's a lot more to this than the health aspect. And a lot of people say, well, who cares who's behind it? We just got to stop it. No, it matters who's behind it, because these same people were behind the Kennedy assassination. They were behind 9/11. They were behind the enslavement of our entire country. And these are the same people we fought a damn revolutionary war against, you know, in 1776.
So, right.
And they're the people that created the Federal Reserve and on and on and on. So it does matter. Anyway, so that's just a little side note, but this 5G is a bad deal, and it really is a weapon system. It's a call program, and it's all being sold under the guise of you know, whatever. But you know, and the interesting thing is, the companies in this country who, you know, Crown Castle, the article goes on to talk about how this Crown Castle builds and puts up all the cell towers, and they did it in England, and they're located on Fleet Street in the City of London, the separate entity of the City of London, which the Crown controls, and they put them all up, and now they're putting up the small cells, the 5G small cells that it's going to take, and they pretty much came into this country with help from Warren Buffett. Thanks very much, Warren Buffett, you traitor. His Berkshire partners set up their little headquarters in Houston and converted it into a real estate investment trust. And they own Pinnacle, Global Signal, Madeo, Mobile Media, and NextG Networks. Funding comes from Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Barclays, Credit Agricole, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Mitsubishi, Morgan Stanley, Bank of New York, Mellon. You know, this is the Crown Banks, this is Rothschild Banks, and it's a Crown Corporation. So, you know, you have this, you have Serco, who runs the patent office, who's got all the 5G patents stolen, tucked away, weaponized for the Crown. You got General Electric, a Crown agent, goes way back in history, stole Marconi's stuff when the Telegraph came out, put him to waste, branched off into RCA. RCA created sonar for the Royal British Navy, then gave it to the Nazis, gave a lot of this technology to the Nazis, and then we import the Nazis, Operation Paperclip, and here they are running this country now. And but that too was all behind the Nazis, was the Crown. I mean, all these royal families were behind the Crown. The Savoy family in Italy was pretty much what was behind Mussolini. The Windsors in London were pretty much behind Hitler's rise. I mean, several of them had to step down when it finally came out that they were actually, you know, SS members.
They had, that's where Rudolf Hess was headed to talk to those people, but he landed
that's
on the
right.
wrong farm.
That's right, and that's when they found out, you know, Hitler finally figured out what was going on, and he'd been all into this real society garbage and this Madame Blavatsky garbage and all this garbage that comes from the
He
Crown,
really was conned. I'm not excusing anything here. He was conned.
No, me neither, but he was totally conned. And it's just, you know, it's just like you don't excuse what Saddam Hussein did either, but he was conned, and you don't excuse what Noriega did, but he was conned. And I'm afraid, Jeff, that what's going on now is the country called the United States of America is being conned, and I think there's a basically a plan to take us
Dean,
down. And I think the Chinese are working for the Crown right now. That's what's going on. And this is what Hong Kong's all about, and these fake protests or whatever's going on over there. But they're feeding the technology to the Chinese, and just like they fed it into Silicon Valley through the Stanford Research Institute, which is where all the Iran-Contra people came out of, like Ted Shackley worked with those guys. It's a creepy organization in Stanford down there. And I'm afraid it's a kill program, and it's the final sort of takedown of the American country that we live in, which they consider the United States Corporation, and that was $23 trillion in debt to them, to the Crown. All your IRS money goes to the Crown. Every time you pay taxes, that's who gets it. It doesn't go to roads, doesn't go to sewers, doesn't go to garbage. It goes to the Crown, and that's the real garbage right over there. And every little kid in this country grows up and inculcated with the idea that these royal families, oh, they're so great, and they even call their kids little princesses and little princes, and you know, it's just so, like, ingrained in us, and that's because these people, you know, literally cut off the heads of our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, and they're still just barbarians, and that's why they hide behind the niceties on welfare, Sitting on top of the Illuminati head, on top of the 33rd vertebrae, is this crown that is a parasite on humanity. That's what this crown is. It's a parasite, a wetiko on humanity. It has been since, you know, its inception, which goes back 8,000 years to the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, fallen angels, whatever you want to call it. And we got to get rid of them. I mean, this is our chance to get rid of them. So that's my mission, is to expose these guys as the force behind 5G, and they are.
Wow. There it is. There it is. The idea, again, is EMF frequencies. We always forget, Dean, not you and I, but and our listeners, we're electrical first. There is a frequency for damn near everything. I'm talking about human emotion, human thought, the whole human approach to living. You can disarm and disable people with the right frequencies. You can make them scared. You can make them happy. You can do anything. And now we know we can put thoughts in people's head. And we know since the 1970s, voice-to-skull technology has been patented and deployed, i.e., you can actually hear voices in your head. No joke. So, but the average person on the street, and that is only a fraction of what they can do now, but the average person on the street won't hear of it. They don't want to know. They did. Leave me alone. You're crazy with that stuff. But you got to just walk away. You can't help them. Only try to help people who wish to know. And that's not easy.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point you just made, and that's what I'm doing in my whole life too. I don't care who they are.
Yeah,
if you're not going to listen, it's just, you got it. I'm sorry, sink or swim time. If you're going to listen, then we can work together and try to stop all of this stuff, not just 5G, but yeah, this entire assault. And the whole thing is there's a bank called SoftBank, and this is the key bank behind all this stuff, and it's in Japan. It started out as a kind of a tech company, and they tied up with Japan Telecom, which I lived in Japan for a while. I taught English over there for a while, and Japan Telecom is, you know, omnipresent, and it's like the AT&T of Japan, I guess you'd say. So they tied up with Japan Telecom, then they tied up with Vodafone, and they've been tying up with all of these huge telecom companies. So SoftBank's based in Japan, but it's funded by the Saudis, and it's funded by the black nobility families and the crown. And just the other day, there was an article in Tech Magazine. You may have heard of this. NASA's come out with this massive drone, solar-powered drones, huge thing.
Yeah, yeah. And never land. Stay up forever,
yeah.
Or virtually.
Yeah, never land, yeah. And I think this is the thing they're talking about over Hawaii that people have been seeing. But it's funded by SoftBank, and it came from Google, and all that stuff's funded by SoftBank. And every creepy thing that I'm coming across is funded by SoftBank. So there's another crown connection right there. And the Saudis are part of the crown, okay? I mean, they're a royal family, too. Don't forget. Just because they're not white, you know. They're part of the Nephilim crown. So, see, this is all going down. And yeah, a lot of people don't want to hear about it. But you better know on the battlefield who your enemy is. And you better get it figured out. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, I mean, it's still the, you know, yeah, I mean, they're already doing this stuff. There's some people saying there's already a lot of 5G going on already everywhere. And it's literally,
correct,
the idea is not to replace us with robots. That's just a fake threat that tries to keep wages down and keep unions, you know, busted, which they are. There's going to be some of that, yeah. But this driverless car thing, it's shit. It's decades away, probably. But the thing is to turn us into robots, to assimilate us into the Nephilim, Anunnaki, demonic, robotic, AI way, which is steely, cold, no heart, all intellect, but it's fake intellect. Your mind's being filled with information from these screens, but it's all fake information. And then you get this kind of puffed up feeling like you're really smart, you know everything, and you know nothing. You're getting dumber, and this is what's going on. They're juicing the intellect. They're juicing the intellect. You can't rely on the intellect in life. You have to let information pass through you like a river, and then you have to do empirical knowledge, which is look out the window and observe, or look at a situation and go, oh, I see. That's what's going on. And you can't, but the Luciferian City of London crowd, and they're very fundamentalist Luciferians too. They're very religious, very Luciferian, and very fundamentalist in their religion. They have always had this idea that, no, it's not about, you know, looking out the window. It's about getting these preconceived ideas in your head, because they're stupid, really. I mean, they're really stupid. And then just put those preconceived ideas that have been, you know, written about and put in the journals, and then come up with something from that. And that's why all the science we have, the so-called science we have, is all just fraudulent, because it's all based on not empirical knowledge, but this sort of preconceived intellectual notions that you don't know anything about. And so it's the very heart of our society that's this decay. This 5G is a symptom of the decay. It's a symptom of how far down the path of lying and deception and denial and lack of accountability, lack of responsibility, and lack of just paying attention to what's right in front of you.
Well, we have ourselves to blame for this, don't we, ultimately? We've allowed it.
I think, yeah.
By our silence, we allow. Yeah.
And it's also a really critical thing, because, you know, if the Archons or Luciferians or, you know, whatever, I mean, this is all demonic stuff. I mean, this is all, you know, like the Indians didn't believe in demons, or they didn't believe in... they didn't believe in the devil. They didn't even have a concept of it. But then here came these people out of the Middle East, where these ships came from the sky and they enslaved them into agriculture, according to the Sumerian clay tablets. Hey, I got that. What do you got on the Big Bang Theory? Is there any documentation of that? No. You know, I mean, anyway, and so they don't have a concept of that, but they brought it into the world. They spread it to Europe. They pretty much injected it into all Europeans, and then when we went around colonizing the world for Cecil Rhodes and the business roundtable, and we're sent out and to conquer. Columbus was just, you know, one of the, he's funded by King of Spain, you know, and they're all funded, all these explorers, Vespucci, all these guys were funded by the crown, okay? So then they spread, we were the virus at that point, and then we spread this virus to the Indians and to the native people, to the Aborigines in Australia, and it's all about just, and now, okay, they reach a point where they've got it spread, and now they want to assimilate us more so into this demonic AI-driven, heartless system that really has no resemblance at all to actual reality. Why? Because they hate Creator, they hate the Great Spirit, they think they're gods, they think they're smarter, they ate the tree, the apple from the tree of knowledge, took a bite out of it, it's a Apple computer logo, it's in your face, it's all right there. And that's what's going on, you know?
Yep. Millennials.
Pick your side, you know? I mean,
Gen Z. And yet there are, among that great lost group or groups, some very bright lights who are intellectually astute, aware, they're researching, they're listening, and upon those young people's shoulders, literally, rides the future. It's as if we're going to be, in the next generation, at war for our survival as a sentient species on this planet, fighting against the AI 5G, 6G beast that would absolutely put us under the boot for life. That's what they want.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is. And it's really a battle for your soul. And you're going to have to decide at some point. There's not a middle ground anymore. You know, there's not a... There's
no, you got to get off the fence.
There's, you know,
and I hope you get on the right side. Yeah.
Get on the right side.
More and more people
you know
are...
what it is.
Are,
you know,
yeah.
You,
oh,
you,
yes. People do. They still have. Look, that's the nice thing about our culture. Even though it's been beaten up and mugged and run over, people still have that sense. At least many of them have that sense of right and wrong, of good and evil. They have a sense of it. They haven't lost it. It's still there, and it can be nurtured and brought back. But that's where we are. That's really
that's
where
we are. And I really think the whole tech revolution, not just 5G, but everything from computers to...
Oh, all of it.
You know,
the addictive screen culture we're in now.
They knew. It's sort of like the final... I mean, you could look at it metaphorically as like the last temptation of Christ, because I believe Christ was just a, you know, as a metaphor for hunting and gathering pure humanity. no baggage, no virus, you know, no crown influence, no,
yeah.
I want to go shopping, or I want to accumulate things and be a materialist and believe in materialism instead of spiritual, you
uh-huh.
know, things.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
you could look at it like this tech thing is the last temptation of Christ, Christ being humanity, and the last temptation being, you know, this tech. And so in a very real sense, it's to the degree that people will not be addicted to tech anymore. And they are. And 95% of people are addicted to technology. That is a fact. Okay? And
yeah.
to the extent that they are addicted, we are going to get this ugly thing on the other side. Okay? So that's just pretty simple. And so that's the other thing. Everyone has to, you know, we can talk about 5G and the crown and all that stuff, but everybody in their personal lives, man, they have to take responsibility. And the only way you're going to keep that, what you just talked about, that sense of right and wrong, is by walking away from the screen a lot more than you are right now. And I can pretty much say that, I hate to say it, but everybody out there listening, you know, because that's how bad it's gotten. And that's what's taken away our ability to know right from wrong.
I'll suggest something else, too. Within those transmissions, 4G, and it's all over with 5G, are addicting frequencies.
They are.
Like MSG in your food. I guarantee it. It's in there.
They are. They're feeding it. They are. So at some point, when do you lose, you know, complete control over that? Has it already happened? Can you even get out of it anymore? I mean, I suggest that, free will, and you can no matter what. But, I mean, you're right, Jeff. It's a big trap, and it's very sneaky, and it's over the horizon. You don't see it coming. You don't know you don't know you're being attacked. This is the new weapon. I mean, this is the new weapon. And if they can perfect it, you think these bastards haven't always wanted to just remote control us through 8,000 years of riots and protests and trouble that they've had to deal with when people rose up against mm-hmm. them? I mean, you don't think they'd mm-hmm. like to have just this system where it'd be so much easier to control people, which is Orwellian and Huxley and all these things in which they're working on. This is the Pritzker family funding all this transgender stuff as a stepping stone to transhumanism. The Pritzker family owns the Hyatt hotel chain. What's up with that? A bunch of right-wing crazy billionaires funding transgenderism.
Yes, indeed, Brother Dean, you got it. All of you out there with your screens, seriously, try and stay away from it for a day. Give yourself 24 hours. See what happens. And then you say, well, I've got to get those emails. I understand that's the way we transmit information. I understand it's business. I get that. But if you're in a position to really consider yourself, honestly, a casual user, try and get away from it for a day and see how you feel. Just test it. Just test it. All right. Hang on. Be right back. Dean Henderson about the truly top-level international intrigue. I won't call it a conspiracy. It is, of course, but it's an intrigue to subjugate and subvert. And I don't know, Dean, how much time we have. David Icke recently put out a video that he says within 5 to 10 years, AI will begin to become absolutely dominant, and we will no longer have even the opportunity to go against it. It may be that close. I don't know. He made a very good argument to that extent. But it does bother me greatly that AI is coming on so fast that once it's turned loose, there's nowhere to hide now, but there'll be nowhere to go at all. Forget hiding. I mean, you're going to be everywhere you go. You're going to be watched, analyzed, databased, calculated, the whole thing constantly. And look at what Google is doing. They're installing the Communist Chinese social credit score among their employees.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yeah. all coming, and it's all going to be, and it's all this push to global government, you see, and so it's not going to matter where you're at. It's the key to it is going to be the currency, and this is why crypto. What's that mean? So you look at where this stuff came from. You look at the 1988 Economist magazine, which is the magazine of the Rothschilds and the Lazards and the Cadburys and all the big muckety mucks in the city of London. And you see the picture of Bitcoin basically already, and this is 20 years before it even happened, almost.
Correct.
No, actually more than 20. Yeah, sure. Because 2008, we didn't have Bitcoin, I don't think. So it actually came out right after that crisis is when Bitcoin started coming out. And what they're doing is they're going to tie it to the SDRs, the special drawing rights, which the IMF has, developed and has had for quite some time. Because the IMF is the whipping boy for the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland, which is the crown's, central bank for all these families. And they're going to introduce this, and they're going to use Bitcoin, and they're going to enslave people with cryptocurrency. And this is going to be the implantable thing. It's not going to be Fitbit anymore. It's not going to be a tattoo like Regina Dugan, Google, and DARPA has on her forearm. It's going to be literally an implant. And there's a group called Digital Currency Group already, and this thing's creepy. It's headed by the former Treasury Secretary and New York Fed insider Larry Summers is an advisor, and the board members, one of the board members is from the New York Federal Reserve, Glenn Hutchins. He's a big wig. He's on the board of AT&T, which is, at the forefront of 5G. He's chair of the Brookings Institute, vice chair of the Economic Club of New York, co-founder of Silver Lake, one of these hedge funds. See, a lot of these hedge funds, including Epstein's, this is what the hedge funds have been doing. The hedge funds are the royal money getting behind tech. And, this stuff is all funded by the same banks, and it's all being planned. And when we get to the point, and Digital Currency Group, they've been buying up all these cryptocurrencies. Another guy on the board is this guy, Lawrence Linehan. He's a former IBM insider. And IBM was, of course, they developed computers. He was a chairman of Duke University's Pratt School of Engineering Devil Vulture Fund, they called it. And he's also on the board of Body Labs, which is this company that, it's basically a software provider of human-aware artificial intelligence that understands your 3D body shape and your motion. So this all gets plugged into the security camera, see, and then they know your gait, and they know your shape, and they know, all that. And so that's Body Labs, and their, the first mark is also tied up with this Body Labs, and then TraceLink, which, think about the name TraceLink, and that right now they're doing global track and trace on products, but obviously with the, being tied in with this digital currency group, everybody thinks, not everybody, but I mean like Max Kaiser and some people I really respect, this is going to liberate us from the central banks. No, this is the central banks. They're going to take it all over. They're already taking it over, and they're going to use this, tie it to the SDRs, which is an international currency already under the IMF, and they're going to implant everybody. If you don't get it, you don't buy, you don't sell. You talk about global control. You talk about AI taking over everything. That's the pinnacle of it. It's also in Revelation 13. It's the mark of the beast, straight up. And whoever wrote that Bible, were they just telling us what's coming? Is it the bad guys? Was it the good guys telling us not to take it? Was it a little of both? We don't know. But this is the mark of the beast. And if you don't take it, you will be a free person, but you'll starve. And if you do take it, you will be sucked into this demonic system where, as Jeff says, you're being influenced, you're being mind controlled. And you'll
accept How about, Dean, if we've already been given it? How about if it's not a chip? How about if it's inhaled silicon nano self-replicating receiver transmitters that find their way to our neurology and our brains? How about if that's going on?
I think it's very possible. And I heard a guy the other day being interviewed, and he was going anonymous or whatever, but I guess half of his family was already dead, and he almost died. But he was a HARP engineer, and he said HARP's still going.
Oh, yeah.
And he said there's hundreds of HARP sites now around the world, these little mini
sites. Oh, I saw the same guy.
Right?
I saw the same guy.
Maybe saw, okay, so you heard he was saying how, you know, these nanoparticles are coming into our lungs, we cough them up, we swallow them into our stomach, and they communicate with the HARP, and they're actually creating a double for everybody. Right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what he said.
It kind of makes sense. And then the double becomes evil, and then it's sort of, okay, so for a while they're just mining your information from your body, like your blood type, your DNA type, your whatever, and they're storing that in their big data computers. And
hey, stream of consciousness mining. They're just constantly monitoring you. It's 24/7.
And then they use your double, the evil double, and then they go the other way with it. Why not? That's what's coming. And they basically say, you know, this is how it's going to be, Mr. Henderson. This is how you're supposed to act today, Mr. Henderson. And it's no longer mining your stuff. It's actually filling you up with orders. This is creepy stuff, man. And this is what they're working on. So, I mean, I think it's totally possible. Now, where I live, it's not a lot of chemtrails. We're probably a little better off. But most people are just getting dusted. And that's where it's coming from. It's aluminum. It's barium.
Sure.
If you think about it, barium,
it's a lot of other stuff too. It's whatever they want to put in there.
It's crazy. So yeah, and that's
that guy was very interesting. He had a real solid, credible sound to what he was saying, and
he did.
I didn't pick up any drama. I thought he was just trying to tell it like it is. Yeah, he was
incredible.
That woman, she played him. Doggone it. The redheaded gal that does some very good videos and research on this.
Yeah, right. I can't remember her name either, but yeah.
Yeah, she played an excerpt of the guy talking. Didn't show his face, just his voice. And he just laid it out there. He said, this is what's going on. And when he said there are hundreds of HARP-type installations, that goes along with what I heard years ago, that you can basically pack these things up in half a dozen 16, 18-wheelers, and drive them to where you want, set them up.
Of course you can.
All you need is a place to plug them in.
Yeah, of course you can. I mean, look what they're doing with everything else, miniaturizing everything. So, of course you can. And the other interesting thing was how he was saying basically Morgellons is when they go wrong. You know, when they're not supposed to do that. But that's what
they're over-replicating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Exactly. Because then we know about it. Oh, man. All of a sudden we know, and that's probably one of the only reasons we do know about it is because of the Morgellons phenomenon. Otherwise, would we even know what's going on, right?
That's why they buried Morgellons and called it delusional parasitosis. They didn't want to admit it. They had study after study. They wouldn't say anything. It's all lies. It's an overactive, self-replicating, silica-based nano device, these little fibers. And they go crazy in some people's body, and they get out of control, and they start working their way out from inside, out through the skin. And there has never been, Dean, to my knowledge, and I know a lot of people in the Morgellons community, never been one autopsy on a Morgellons victim. They're always cremated, with or without the family's approval. They don't want anybody digging around in there because they're going to see these fibers everywhere.
Silica. And so this is interesting, right? How, you know, we're carbon-based beings, right? So there's this war on carbon called Agenda 21, called climate change, you know, whatever, that they're using as propaganda to pretty much take people's, divert attention from other issues that people can actually do something about, like 5G, and you know, make nonsense out of it. There's a war on oxygen, which is, and water, because the Wi-Fi is 2.4 gigahertz. That's the exact same absorption rate as the water molecule in your body. So you're being dehydrated. We're already being dehydrated massively. And then the 5G, 60 gigahertz, that's the oscillation uptake of the oxygen molecule in your body. So you will be suffocated. So there's a war on carbon, the basis of all life, including you. There's a war on water and air, the oxygen, the two things you need the most. And we're being supplanted we're going from carbon to silica. And where's silica coming? Well, silica is the basis of all computer circuitry, right? And some people say they had this a long time ago, and it was just simple. Just put sand and water together, and you can, you know, make things communicate, maybe. But at any rate, this is this obviously a part of this transhuman agenda to turn us into not human machines, silica-based instead of carbon-based. It's crazy. So it's all Luciferian. It's all upside down. It is all lies. It's all just perception management until they can get it fully integrated. But I think there are a lot of people waking up, and a lot of people, they're not just waking up. They're actually freaking out about it now, and they should be, because we've never seen anything like it in the history of the world, and at least we don't know about it now. Before the flood, you know, we don't know. Maybe this happened before. It probably did. But it's a very serious situation, and it really is a matter of, yeah, maybe you're transformed into a machine, and maybe then you can't even move on to the next life or whatever it is that's past here. You know, maybe you're just stuck forever in this hell, you know, and that's not what you want to do. So we got to fight it, and we got to just remember who we are, man. And a lot of it's just remembering, like, we were just so brainwashed our whole lives, man. Everything we've been told is a lie since we were kids. About
everything has been designed to keep us from spending time with ourselves.
There you go.
That's what it is.
That's right. That's right. And that's when you remember stuff, and that's when you scrub out all the crap.
That's when you think.
Yeah. It's when you actually think. That's actually thinking. Yeah. And it's not even considered thinking anymore. Of course it's not. Of course it's not.
Oh, and we need to mention also, and keep your eye on Google, what they're doing to their employees, the threats, the horror stories we're hearing from a few whistleblowers that come out of there. Yeah. And we know about the censorship online, the suppression of Google returns. You do a search and you get returns. Lots of them. I used to have a lot of things in the first 5 or 10 front page. You can't find a lot of them anymore. And it's not just me. It's anybody who's pushing a conservative, patriotic, honest to God, truthful reality agenda.
Because I'm in the same camp.
No.
And it's just the truth. It's if you're peddling the truth.
I've said that. If you're pushing reality, you're in trouble.
Yep. Exactly. If you're broaching the subject of reality, then you will be, because the same thing with me. You can't find, if you go to YouTube, you can just be page after page after page of my interviews, even though I never had YouTube channels. Other people interviewing me. Now, nothing. And Google, nothing. And absolutely. And it just all happened in the last few months, right? And so
it did. Thank you for saying that, because this is very recent. It is the full exposition of the horrors these people are willing to perpetrate on humanity. You think now, when you do a Google search, the average person, the average sheeple thinks, I'm going to do a Google search. I'm going to find out. It's just as useless as going to any of these sites that determine what's real news and what's fake news. It's all controlled. It doesn't matter.
You're not going to get
the truth.
No, and
you're going to get their version of it. No, they don't.
And they don't know that. And that's the problem, is that they take it as a fact, or they take a Wikipedia as a fact, when there's some guy living in a basement that does 90% of that. That's what I heard. So, I mean, it's just another layer of bullshit that, on top of all the bullshit they've already told us over the years.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's another layer of bullshit. It's a whole new level of bullshit. That's what it is. And that's all it is. Okay, so you pull back the screen, you pull back the mask, what do you have? You have a bunch of frail old royals with stupid hats and stupid dresses and stupid shoes and stupid castles that are on total welfare, parasiting off humanity, parasiting off your consciousness, parasiting off everything. And there's nothing there. And the only thing they got is cronies to carry out their stuff. And it's like, all we got to do is wake up, people, and they go away. Because it's like the Wizard of Oz. You look behind the curtain, and it's just this.
But they're on top of it. They're not seeing any pushback. Nobody's really bitching. A little bit here and there. They know they've got control. The whole internet was a construct to exert total control. You got to understand that. Information, news, facts, history, finances through PayPal. It doesn't matter. It's all the same people at the top.
Yeah.
This is Planet Zion, okay?
Yeah.
You got to get that straight.
That's right.
Understand
it. Zion, meaning Scion, S-C-I-O-N.
That's it.
So they're protecting the Nephilim bloodline secret. That's what they're doing. That's what the Zionist job is. It has nothing to do with Israel other than its geographic proximity, which is very important. It has
a good point.
To do with Jews,
yeah, yeah.
Except for there are Hofjuden like Epstein who provide pedophile kids to the royal pedophiles, and he's a Hofjuden, and there have been many. The court Jews, there have been many court Jews. Yes, they do play that role. It's true that these are the Ashkenazis, these are the fake Jews, these are the Rothschilds, these are the people that never were the Israelites and never were God's chosen people, because those people were probably black and had afros, and they're in Ethiopia and Nigeria now. They got to run the shit out of there.
Yeah, by the nephews.
So, you know, here we go. So, I mean, it's just all, but that's just another part of the construct, another part of the lies, and history is such a lie. Everything's a lie. But, you know, there's people digging into it, and it is. It's a thing. It's the exact same people, just a different modus operandi. That's what you remember. So it's nothing really different here, folks. It's just a different tool that they're using, you know, and they went from kind of permanent war. That was the latest thing. And, okay, now we're going to this 5G mind control system. I see. So, you know, you just have to, but that's why we got to take out the enemy, and the enemy's the crown, the city of London, Rothschild, and banksters. And, you know, that's why it's important to take them out, because if you don't take them out, guess what? What's the next scheme going to look like? You know, I mean, if you just leave them in place, oh, I don't care who's behind 5G, I'm a coward. You know, if you're that way, then they're going to do it again. The Zionist regime will just do it again.
You know,
worse next time, you know.
The rollover factor in the sheeple is really discouraging to me. When is the last time that you, or any of you listening, heard the term smart meter? Really? When was the last time you saw a story about the dangers of smart meters? You don't see it anymore. It's been scrubbed. Right? They got it installed. It's been scrubbed. It's not even talked about.
Yeah, and that's all it takes is just, you know, oh, my job depends on it, or it's always, oh, something.
Hey, rationalizing your slavery, enjoy it.
You're rationalizing slavery. I saw something on, it's Max Kaiser tonight saying that 59% of people making over 100 grand a year are in the red. You know, and I'm just like, man, I've never even made a third of that in a year, ever. Not one year. Never wanted to, never did, never sold out, never did once. You know, I mean, you know, and I never had a problem making ends meet, and these people are in the red. I got no debt. I got zero debt. Okay. And I don't know. It's just like, okay, so yeah, you want to go out to eat every night. You want to, you know, go to the mall every day. You want to blow your money on this, that, and the other. And then you expect not to be a slave. And then, of course, what are you going to say? Well, I had to have my job. I had to pay for car payment. Well, why'd you have to have that, asshole? Because you're dumb. Wake up. You're a slave, and now it's getting to the point where your slavery is getting in my grill house and Jeff Renz's grill house and people that are aware's grill house, and we're getting kind of tired of it, man, because when you just roll over every time, the word smart meter comes across your newspaper desk and you don't run it because you had to make your car payment, so that affects me, that affects you, that affects humanity. It's not cool. So, see, that's the other part of this equation is people just
got to start
living right, and they're not doing it. They're not living right. They're still not living right. They're living worse than they've ever lived. That's why we're fat, obese, dumbed down. I mean, it's just the whole way we live. And part of that is they don't tell you the choices. They don't say, oh, you know, guess what? You can do this all different way. You can do it all different.
They're not going to empower the people ever.
Never.
No.
Never.
No.
But you're going to have to empower yourself, and you're going to have to empower your kids and your grandkids. And the people, like Jeff said, that will listen, which is increasingly small group. Yes. But mainly just empower yourself and just get free and just know that you're free. And it's so golden, man. It's like there's nothing like it. There's nothing like just knowing that you're free in this world. It's lonely a lot of times. Yes. It's hard sometimes. Yes. But man, the instant karma that comes back every day when you do the right thing is it will just blow your mind. And nobody has any faith. Nobody believes. Nobody thinks that's real. I can tell you it's real. It's definitely real. And I know you could too. And it's real. So this is it. It's just another part of the big lie, you know, that if you're honest, if you tell the truth, that if you speak your mind, oh, you're going to get gunned down, you're going to have a miserable life of poverty. No, it's not true at all, man. It's just the opposite. Like everything else. Get it? Like everything else.
And
that's what these people, I guess, at the most basic root of everything is just people have to just realize that everything they've been told has been a lie, and they need to start over, and they need to wipe it clean, and they need to start just remembering like who they really are.
Yeah,
from way
you know what I think about You mentioned Wikipedia. They are going through Wikipedia from A to Z, changing, correcting, in their view, everything that needs correcting. They're taking history as being robbed and taken and stolen every day from us now.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Wiccan pedophilia. And I think that really is what that word means. I swear to God, because this is how they do it. They put that stuff out. This smart.
Wiccan pedophilia.
Wiccan pedophilia. Wikipedia.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
What I think it means. I really do. Etymology. And you know what else Epstein was doing? He was behind this doll, the Sophia doll, funding it in Saudi Arabia. You know, this robot. And
the sex bot. The sex
right,
bot.
The sex bot, yeah. And after that, he goes to funding research into a Sophie-like doll for the U.S. market for eight-year-olds, for like eight-year-old girls.
Oh, no.
What's that tell
you?
Oh,
no.
There's a connection. It tells me there's a connection between AI and pedophilia. Like there's something going on where the computers are doing a lot of damage.
Well, since it is structural and endemic to the globalist elite, if you can use that term, why wouldn't it be an AI? Of course
exactly.
They build it in AI.
They're
right.
They initiate all these kids into this creepy cult, and everybody, really, that accepts it. So, yeah, it's so heavy, man, but just people become aware, and this is all connected. There's no coincidences in this world.
No more.
It's not the way reality works.
No. No, thank you. I've been saying that for a long time now. There are no coincidences of any significant magnitude anymore. Haven't been. They got it. We have to take it back, at least individually. So everybody stick together, reinforce each other, help each other, understand the addictions and toxins you're being fed and enticed to embrace and break them. You've got to push them back. Push back. Save yourself. Dean, thank you. Always a great pleasure. You're a great guy.
Right.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom, Jeff. You too, man. Thanks so much for having me, brother. And have a good night.
You bet. Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Dean Henderson. And we'll be back with you tomorrow night on Wednesday. Have a good night's sleep. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. And if you're already up tomorrow, wherever you are in the world, take good care and know that we care or we wouldn't be here for you. Talk soon.